This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Environmental groups say that the state of Montana did not properly consider climate impacts of the Laurel natural gas plant. The Yellowstone County natural gas plant was forecast to emit more than 23 million tons of atmosphere-warming greenhouse gases over its 30-year operational life. On September 29th, the Montana Environmental Information Center filed a lawsuit against the Montana Department of Environmental Quality, saying that the state failed to properly consider and disclose the climate impacts and greenhouse gas emissions associated with the Yellowstone County Generating Station, a natural gas energy plant that Northwestern Energy opened in Laurel in 2024. In its complaint, the Montana Environmental Information Center resurfaced a pair of rulings the Montana Supreme Court issued in just the past year. The first is the Held v. Montana decision, where justices sided with 16 young Montanans who argued that Montana's permissive approach to regulating fossil fuel plants jeopardized the kids' constitutionally protected right to a clean and healthful environment. Just 2 weeks after the state's highest court released that order, justices examined a similar set of issues raised by environmentalists in the context of the permit for the 175-megawatt Yellowstone County Generating Station. In that decision, the Supreme Court directed the Montana Department of Environmental Quality to conduct an adequate analysis of environmental impacts associated with the plant, including evaluating greenhouse gases in its analysis of the Yellowstone County Generating Station's air quality permit. But the court didn't give the state much detail about how it should fulfill that task, and MEIC alleges that the analysis that the state agency generated doesn't pass muster. MEIC's lawsuit says that Montana DEQ failed to take a hard look at the climate-related impacts of YCGS's greenhouse gas emissions, including direct, secondary, and cumulative impacts, and no action alternatives or potential mitigation measures to avoid those impacts, as the Montana Environmental Policy Act requires. MEIC and the Northern Plains Resource Council have asked that the district court toss out the analysis that Montana DEQ did and order it to create a new one that complies with MEPA, the Montana Constitution, and the Montana Supreme Court's directive in the January decision regarding the gas plant. The Museum of the Rockies officially opened its newest exhibit celebrating the life and legacy of Jane Goodall, who died on Wednesday, October 1st, at the age of 91 of natural causes. Goodall made a video for the Museum of the Rockies just 36 hours before she died. Goodall said in her video to the Museum of the Rockies, "I'm really pleased that the exhibition Becoming Jane, The Evolution of Dr. Jane Goodall will be presented at the Museum of the Rockies. It's my hope that exhibits like Becoming Jane will help spark conversations that inspire others to act for a better future," Goodall said in her video. Kate Hodge, Director of Education and Public Programming for the Museum of the Rockies, says the exhibit is a traveling exhibit known as Becoming Jane, The Evolution of Dr. Jane Goodall. Hodge said, "I think the real power of experiencing this exhibit, especially now, is not only to appreciate and understand her legacy better, but to sort of bring it into your own life," said Hodge. The exhibit highlights different features, which range from a hologram of Goodall to an observation spot to see chimpanzees to a tent just like the one Goodall lived in while studying chimpanzees in the wild. The Jane Goodall exhibit at the Museum of the Rockies in Bozeman runs through January 18th. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.